Hi, I'm Larry Gregory from Microsoft here at BizSpark Incubation Week in Boston. I'm joined by Eric and John from Panopto. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Panopto. What do you provide?
Well, we do presentation recording solutions that are easy enough for an individual, but they're flexible and scalable enough for the enterprise. And we like to think that we can do a pretty good job of recording all kinds of different presentations at very large scale.
So is the usage setting a corporate customer? Is that
right now we sell to typically enterprise, both mostly in education right now, but also to corporate customers. We do a lot of corporate training, event capture, sort of individual presentation capture, knowledge management. But our bread and butter right now is academic lecture capture.
Okay, and who would be the buyer? Is it a teacher in the academic side, or is it the department head, or how do you?
For the most part, we're selling at department head or CIO level, and so in a couple of cases recently, we've landed some major campus-wide contracts. We're actually working with the Lone Star State College System in Texas, and they've standardized on Panopto as their lecture capture platform.
Nice. And so transferring that success to the enterprise side, who's the equivalent buyer over there?
We've been working with
corporate training.
We've been working with Yahoo and Genentech, and Genentech is using it sort of primarily for event capture right now. Yahoo has actually been going around the country and recording for Yahoo Research educational lectures at different top-tier universities, and they aggregate those and put them online.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the technology. What's under the hood?
Well, we're built entirely on Microsoft Stack, go figure.
Sweet.
So we're sort of Microsoft Tech top to bottom, ASP.NET on the server side, all .NET and managed code for the recorder application, some C++ underneath. And we're using Windows Media Streaming to get our video out. That's both for the asynchronous playback and for the live broadcast. And at the very end, we're using Silverlight in the viewer, and that's worked out very well for us.
Nice. What are you looking to take advantage of here at this part?
Well, I mean, partly it's just the expertise of the people here and their ability to surface things within the Microsoft stack that we may not know about. So, for example, we were introduced to the speech technologies here. We've learned a lot about what we can do with Windows 7, specifically taskbar integration, federated search. And we wanted to dabble in multi-touch, but that's a little further out.
Okay, okay. Based on your couple of years of being at this for Panopto in particular, is there any guidance or advice you'd give to our viewers?
I think the thing that comes to mind first for me is that your technology choices early on in the project have significant implications, and they're felt years out. And so the choice to go with .NET early on was a great one for us. We've been able to iterate very quickly on that platform. And in particular, Silverlight was a big bet that we made, even on Silverlight 1.0. And the user experience that's been able to deliver of sort of this consistent random access seeking, high-quality playback, works great under load, we've been very happy with it. And actually, John is doing a lot of our back-end engineering work and may have some to add.
I mean, I guess the biggest thing to me is, don't build something if you don't have to, right? So if there's already technology out there that you can reuse, then you should, because if someone else has built it and has tested it, those are resources that you don't have, that you can spend somewhere else on something that's more directly related to what you're trying to do. And because we use .NET, there's a huge swath of things that we can leverage as a result.
Yeah, sometimes people think about, as a startup, your time is free,
right? No.
When the paycheck isn't coming in every week, like a corporate situation, maybe to the investors, they kind of view it somewhat that way. You could build it with a person, I suppose. But time to market certainly is as important to a startup as anybody else. Because you got to go out and get a trial, see what the response is, and iterate, right?
Yeah, and that's actually been something that maybe one more piece of advice is, get into customers' hands as quickly as you can, because you'll learn so much from the first couple of customers. I mean, our reference customers helped us build the company. Mm-hmm. And the product is what it is, and it is in the form it is, largely because of feedback from them. And so once you're in that customer base and you're in production, you can iterate in a way that's going to give that value back to your customers much more quickly than sort of trying to dream it up and prove it on your own.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for telling us about Panopto, and
yes.
Good luck for the rest of Incubation Week.
Thank you.